This podcast is brought to you by Pastime Agency, where innovation meets efficiency. At Pastime Agency, we empower businesses to unlock their full potential through intelligent automation, turning complex workflows into seamless AI-driven success stories. To start building your success story together, reach out via email to contact@pastime.agency.
Before we dive into the podcast, please note that the analysis presented is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The data and recommendations provided are based on market analysis, but should not be the sole basis for investment decisions. Past performance does not guarantee future results. The numerical data provided represents analytical estimates and may not reflect actual real-time market conditions. Investing in financial markets carries significant risks, including potential loss of principal investment, market volatility and pricing fluctuations, economic, political, and currency risks, liquidity risks, tracking error risks for index funds. Always conduct your own research and consult with qualified financial advisors before making investment decisions.
Kieran, this week saw some pivotal economic indicators. The Fed kept rates steady, but the market's still riding a wave of uncertainty. What's your take on the latest CPI figures?
Well, Deborah, CPI rose by 0.3%, which is slightly above expectations. This has bond traders on edge, as it suggests inflation might not be as under control as thought. Meanwhile, China's PMI data showed a slight uptick, indicating some resilience in manufacturing.
That's interesting. The technicals are showing a potential double top in the S&P 500. Could this be a sign of a correction brewing?
The fundamentals paint a different picture. With the geopolitical tensions simmering, especially around trade disputes, investors are cautious. But the data doesn't scream recession just yet. Looking at equity markets, the S&P 500 ended the week slightly up, but the Nasdaq saw a sector shift towards healthcare. The FTSE 100 and Nikkei 225 were mixed, reflecting global uncertainty.
I noticed the Russell 2000 is signaling some strength in small caps. On the ETF front, tech funds like ARK are still leading, while bond ETFs like TLT are seeing increased interest due to yield trends.
The contrast between growth and value ETFs is noteworthy. VUG outperformed VTV this week, but I think value might start to rotate in soon.
For short-term traders, I'd say the S&P is a hold. Watch that 5,750 level closely. High-potential ETFs include those in the tech sector, but risk management is key. Consider hedging with some bond exposure.
Medium term, I think tech's overstretched. It might be time to boost energy exposure in portfolios. Emerging themes like AI and green energy are gaining traction.
I'm excited about the momentum in some of these sectors, but we need to keep an eye on those charts for any signs of exhaustion.
The VIX is up, indicating increased volatility. Economic risks include recession odds, though they're still low. Geopolitical tensions, especially in the Middle East, are wild cards to watch.
These risks are stressing me out. We need to stay vigilant on those support levels. Any break could lead to a rapid sell-off.
Absolutely. The fundamentals are signaling caution, but the technicals are showing resilience. It's a delicate balance.
That wraps up our review for this week. Tune in Sunday for our special episode on alternative investment opportunities. And don't forget to catch our daily Forex analysis every morning and evening, plus our portfolio updates each morning from Monday to Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Money Mosaic. Stay informed, stay ahead.